A popular Outcast production.
Hey, this is an intro. Amazon.com. Click on the banner. Clear your cookies first. Click on the banner. Shop as you normally would. And then Popular Outcast gets some of that back. So this is an episode. My sister's getting ready in the background, so there might be like some clicking and clacking. And then Razor barks a couple times. But other than that, pretty good episode. Kyson's here. Shaylee joins us at the end. Shaylee is my sister. And there you go.
Hello, and welcome to What the Hell with Nathan Perel. I'm your host, Nathan Perel. What a surprise. This is a very special episode of...
Whoop-dee-doo, yeah, special episode.
This is a very special episode of What the Hell with Nathan Perel because we're sitting down with Kyson Sheehan.
That's me.
And he has some important things to say.
I do. Is that... That's where I just take it? That's where I go? Okay. Well, those of you that follow Nathan Perel on Twitter, or probably even listen to most of this podcast, know that he calls Taylor Swift T-Swift, and he has a growing problem with the T-Swift obsession. Razor, shut up. And... We actually had a Twitter sphere intervention. Me, Christopher Campbell, Maxwell Rune, and a couple of tweets from my girlfriend Emily. And we tried to give an intervention to Nathan that he has a problem. And you can go check that out on Twitter, on any of our Twitter site things, tweeters, twits. Yes. But I have prepared a statement about Nate's problem. Nathan, you have a problem. Everybody sees it. T-Swift is not Taylor Swift's name. And I'm pretty sure that if you met her and called her T-Swift, she would be like, "It's just Taylor, Nathan. Don't worry about it. You don't have to abbreviate my name in full sentences."
But she knew my name. She already knows my name when I meet her. That's pretty cool. So, obviously I'm doing something right.
You're doing creepy. That's why she knows. Because her agents have pulled you out of the Twitter sphere and been like, "Hey, you need to keep an eye out for this guy." So, Taylor Swift is now like, "Okay, if I hear T-Swift anywhere out of the crowd, it's Nathan." Alright. Continuing with my letter. Now, Nathan... It's not so much the problem with Taylor Swift obsession. It's the abbreviations. This is now an abbreviations intervention. They need to stop. We just want our friend back.
Look, I don't see any problem with abbreviations. I mean, they save time.
I think what... The intent... is to save time. What they really do is cause confusion, thus adding more time onto the actual space that you tried to save.
No. You have a problem with me saying "Sush"?
I think everyone has a problem with you saying "Sush."
But it saves like 1 second, so that when I ask people if they want to get some sushi, you know, it's quicker. Hey, you want to get some "Sush"?
No, I'm not. I don't think I'm a fan of that.
And when people are having trouble, hey, having some trubs? Come on, it saves time.
I don't think it does.
Well, this actually took a turn that I wasn't expecting. I was expecting to be apprehended about my love of T-Swift.
Nope.
But,
Everybody has their guilty pleasures. Taylor Swift is yours, man.
I feel...
You got your Taylor Swift.
I feel like I'm not the only one that calls her T-Swift.
I feel like people that do abbreviate her name call her T-Swift.
T-Swift? That's stupid. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Also, abbreviations are stupid.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. Made me feel really uncomfortable. And I'd appreciate it if you didn't do it ever again.
Well. Okay, alright then. What the hell with Nathan Prell? And only name that cause it rhymes.
Do.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'm your host,
Nathan Prell. The real segment.
Oh, well, thanks for ruining that.
Hey, well.
You've messed up everything I've tried to do.
Nope.
So, what are you watching or listening to, Kaisen?
I just bought the new single, Panic at the Disco's Miss Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic song.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I was really hoping that it was just going to be a cover of the Outkast's song.
You know, I kind of hoped that in the back of my mind, but then they played the track of some other Miss Jackson song. Not sure if I'm a fan of that, but I do love the rest of the song.
What other Miss Jackson song?
You know, the crawling out the back door didn't leave a mark. No mm-hmm. one knows it's you, Miss Jackson.
Yeah.
That's a track from another song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. I think. I'm not sure. It sounds like they just kind of tracked it
no,
in.
No, I thought that was...
It could be just an original thing that they did.
It was
but...
featuring some lady, so I figured
featuring
that's...
Lolo, I believe. I have no idea who that is.
I don't know. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry.
I apologized a trillion times.
So I've been watching Game of Thrones.
I have also just watched this today. Quite interesting.
I started watching it a couple days ago. I'm now in season 3, but last night Kaisa came over and he started watching it with me because he had no choice. And I had to explain to him all of what happened in season 1 and most of season 2 as the episodes were happening. And I think he has just about as good of a grasp on it as anybody can, because that show's really confusing.
I've got it pretty down. I mean, some of the names are weird every time a new character shows up. I have a question in my mind, has this character shown up before? Or are they introducing somebody else?
I honestly don't even know half the time. I know the Lannisters and the Starks and some of the other people, I just have no clue. They're like, this guy's name, and I'm like, who's, what? And then I remember, oh, he's been around. There's a lot of characters.
It's like, just confusing.
Yeah. It's really confusing, but so far the show was absolutely amazing.
Fantastic.
Great show. Great,
top of the notch.
Top of the line, not top of the notch.
Sorry. It came out as top of the notch. I meant to say top notch. Turned out as top of the line, and it mixed up. It got weird, everybody.
Yeah, that's weird. Usually I'm the one that, like, messes up phrases. Have you been playing anything new recently?
I'm just Zelda over here. I haven't really played a lot of video games or really anything. Oh, Candy Crush. I've been playing a lot of Candy Crush on my phone because I always have my phone no matter where I am.
I've played a little bit of Candy Crush, but I don't understand the craze because I don't like the Facebook thing where everyone keeps sending me things, so I didn't hook it up to my Facebook.
Well, I think I talked about this before, but my girlfriend's mom got me attached to it. Because she was, like, really obsessed with it. She's, like, on level, like, 360-something. And she's just crazy about it. And Emily's pretty crazy about it, too. So I just kind of hopped on the bandwagon. The bandwagon.
No, you got it. Bandwagon.
But I said bandwagon.
No, you said that the second time. The first time you said it fine. You just extended
it. I feel like if we play the track back, we'll find
we'll figure it
that
out.
I said bandwagon. Anyways.
Okay.
I play Candy Crush in the airport, when I'm on the plane, when I'm in the...
You're supposed to turn off your electronics when the plane's...
At 10,000 feet, you can have them on.
Okay, alright.
I think I've been on a few more planes than you in the past year.
I've been on 2 planes.
2 planes!
In my life.
I'm sorry.
Moving
forward.
Our 2 change cover band.
Two planes. Oh.
How was your trip to California?
It was fan-freaking-tastic. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. We kind of... There's this... Well, that was a lot of stuttering. But let me tell you the plan of how it goes. There's these families that get together every year. And we go to Leo Carrillo in Malibu. And we pretty much just camp in the Leo Carrillo campsite. And then drive down to Zuma Beach... I'm sure we don't have any California listeners, but if we do, you probably know what Zuma Beach is. We just would kind of just hang out in the campsite for the first day after I flew in from Iowa because I was working the color run. Well, I'll get to that later. But I flew in, we got to the campsite, and we just hung out for the first day because it's kind of like a tradition that we don't go to the beach on Sundays. It started as a Mormon thing, and then it just became a tradition because they're not so religious. Mm-hmm. But we just kind of hung out the first night, and then every morning we'd get up, make breakfast, whatever. Everybody made their own breakfast, made their own lunch. And one day of the week, everybody or one family would buy Tommy's for everybody. Tommy's Burgers, the chili place. It's awesome. And they would bring it, I think it was on Thursday, and so nobody had to make their own lunch on that day or anything. But there was this plan where everybody made their own dinners, but there was these families that would make dinner for each other, so you only had to do work for one night. It was pretty much just really cool to get away from, like, work and just kind of take a break. And just, I didn't eat that much fast food, so it was kind of nice to eat actual home-cooked meals. And I think I lost a couple pounds from that. But it was awesome. I took my girlfriend. She met all these people that are pretty cool. They really weren't that close to me until just recently, but I come to find out this year that they've been a pretty big part of my life forever, but just they've been friends, but it was pretty cool. Pretty cool. Went to the beach every day.
And that could have been a lot shorter of a story.
Well, guess what? It turned into a long story that is just about food, and that's how it ended.
All right. What's something that people don't know about you?
I don't know. People probably don't know much about me since I've only been on two or three episodes.
Yeah, so you have a plethora of things that you could say.
I am terrible with...
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Nate just wants to stick with I'm terrible, I'm a terrible person, I'm kind of a douchebag. Not in the way that I necessarily am a douchebag, act like a douchebag, but just kind of like, I'm not a good friend. And I will admit that to the hundreds of fans that we have. Because just recently, I made a commitment to come over to Nathan's house early. And we had dinner plans, but I just stayed at my girlfriend's house to take care of her because she just got her wisdom teeth taken out. Mm-hmm. So.
Which it would have been fine if you just told me that, but instead you didn't say that.
I know. See? And this is my problem, everybody.
And you broke the man code. You broke the code of the man.
Okay. Man code, bro code, or guy code?
Man code. This is the manly stuff.
Okay.
This is, you know, what honor and stuff. I don't really follow the bro code. I'm not a bro.
Well, there's... I don't think it's necessarily man code. It's more like man card. You have man card. You get things taken away from man card.
Yeah, if you break the code.
And then there's guy code. There's guy code.
No, this isn't an insurance company. And I don't want to call it guy code, because isn't that a show, a crappy show, that's wrong?
It's not wrong.
I feel like it's probably wrong.
What channel is it on? MTV.
It's wrong.
Okay.
Plus, you're not supposed to just tell the world about the guy code.
Okay.
It's a solemn thing amongst men that's just known.
Alright.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you that. Is this my water? But, yes.
I'm not afraid of death.
I don't think I'm necessarily afraid of death as much as I am afraid of pain.
Yeah, I don't enjoy pain, but, like, if I'm, like, looking at the face of death, I'm like, okay, I guess it's time. But also, I don't think I can die. I like to believe in a little theory that I can't experience my own death.
I remember you covered this.
I can't die in my own timeline. I like to say it a lot. when people are feeling down. I'm like, you can't die in your own timeline. But I don't know. Because I read this thing, this article about a guy who did this experiment where, which I mean, really, you can't really prove it.
Yeah.
But it's like, it was an experiment where you take a gun that's loaded, and then you, like, I think it's, like, the, it might not be loaded or whatever.
Right.
But, and you, to go to shoot yourself, if you survive, like, if it doesn't fire, then you can't experience your own death. So you'll continue to live on. But if you're wrong, then you die. So it's like, it's
well, just a people, weird thing. People die.
People die.
But I
can't die. You can die in my timeline. But I can't die in my
timeline. So this is your timeline.
I'm experiencing my timeline.
Because I feel like...
You're experiencing your timeline.
The people that are listening to this, we are just a part of
their timeline. So they can't die, but we could die in our timeline.
Isn't that just a crazy thought? Can die.
I know, that's why I like to think about these things. It's pretty crazy, right?
It's like, you're not the only person.
Yeah.
It's not, things don't just stop happening when you're not around.
Yeah.
Things keep going.
And then I'm thinking, like, I had this thought the other day, that like, what if like all of the, like if I can't die in my own timeline or whatever, what happens when I do, like when I get old, what happens with that? I'm like, well, maybe, like, all of the, like, people in history or whatever are other lives that I've lived. Like, so, when they're successful, those were lives that I've lived. So, my history is built by other lives that I've lived, like, other things that I've done. So, I could have been Hitler.
I'm glad you called that one a success.
I didn't say it was a success.
No.
He lived a long time and he did a lot of things. I also could have been George Washington.
That's a big gap right there. You can't go from Hitler to George Washington.
Yeah. Hitler is at the bottom of he's the evil one, and George Washington is at the top.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because George Washington was an angel sent by heaven. Right?
Heaven is a person?
Yep. So not afraid of death. Now people know that.
All right. Take that right off the board.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
What are some things that you like, man?
Some things that I like are... I enjoy camping. More so than the beach, I found out on this trip. I do love the beach. I love swimming, but preferably warm water.
I like camping better than the beach.
I love camping.
We used to camp on Lake Peru out in California.
Mm-hmm.
And that was nice, because you would camp, and then there's a lake, so you can go out on a boat. But it's not mandatory.
Not mandatory?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody making you go down that boat.
What else you like?
I love energy drinks.
Please don't mess up my freaking segments.
Let me dial it back. I like to drink energy drinks. And also coffee.
Okay.
Preferably Monster energy drinks, the Chaos.
Those are bad for you.
I know.
They're terrible for you.
I know. Also, I just recently found a Rockstar flavor that has twice the caffeine.
Why?
And twice the energy.
Why?
I was tired.
Is that a thing? Why do people need that? Energy drinks are bad.
I don't know why people need it. People want it.
I only drink...
People like
I
the only novelty
drink like
of
a,
it.
I'll drink a 5-hour energy or something, like if I'm desperate for it at work.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like to drink energy drinks. I'll drink a coffee or something, even though caffeine doesn't really affect me.
Mm.
But I think it's a mental thing.
You could have ADHD if caffeine doesn't affect you. That's like a proven thing, a symptom of ADHD.
I don't think that's real.
No, seriously, caffeine calms you down if you have ADHD.
Caffeine does calm me down, but I don't think I have ADHD.
Well, it's like, it could just be very mild.
Well, I think that you're trying to diagnose me with things, and you're not a trained professional.
I'm not saying I'm a trained professional, I'm just saying it's a possibility.
Well, okay then. That's your opinion. Don't diagnose me with diseases and stuff.
I wouldn't call it a disease. It's more of a disorder.
Has somebody done anything recently that you didn't quite understand?
Um... Yes.
Yeah? What was it?
Okay, it has to do with work.
Okay.
Recently going to Des Moines, Iowa, there was a color run in the previous year that was actually super big. It had, like, 36,000 people in it. But this year it only had 15,000, which is not even half the size. So they, anticipated a larger turnout, so they had two start times for the race, one at 9 and one at 1. So it was pretty much a two-race day. We were going to have a super long day. And I didn't understand that because there were 15,000 people in the run. And in Austin... No, was it Austin?
Oh, hold on. Why is Shaylee's music playing really loud?
It's getting...
Okay. What? No. Oh, ringtone.
I see.
My sister... We have the door open because it's really hot in my room. And I told my sister to be quiet because we're recording.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't silence her phone. Now she's just being loud. But the other... Okay, a few episodes ago, in one of the political or religion ones, did my sister come in and say something? Now I'm talking straight to the listeners right now, Kaisen. I know you don't listen.
Oh.
Because I don't remember taking it out, but no one said anything about it. But she insists that I was just a total douchebag to her. The way I remember it, though, she came in my room after I told them, hey, we're recording a podcast. And then she was like, are you coming? And I'm like, no, we're recording a podcast. And then, so she left. But the way she says it, I yelled at her and stuff. But I don't remember, and I don't feel like going back into one of the episodes to find out. So anyway, what happened with your thing?
Anyways, so in Austin there were only 15,000 people, and we only had one start time.
Mm-hmm.
But because you need to pre-registration thing, they need to set up times that you can sign up for, and it was just retarded. So we had like 11,000 people show up to the first run, and like 4,000 show up to the second. So it was like a 30-minute run.
Okay.
And it was pointless, and it just made our day go 16 hours.
That sucks.
Yeah. It sucked pretty bad. Pretty large balls.
That's... Okay. Alright.
Yeah. Oh, also, on the night before, when we were setting up the race, setting up the course, they brought Burger King Whoppers for us to eat
Hoopers?
Dinner. Moving forward, they just brought them, and they were just like, all right, go ahead, eat, take them. And there were some fries, and I just... apparently, I just inhaled, like, two burgers. And apparently, it was faster than my stomach could handle. And it was like, hey, buddy, you're going to throw up. So, all of a sudden, I was talking to my friends, and they were just like, whatever, talking about whatever. We call them Muscle Beach or Team Swole, because they're all super muscly. And all of a sudden, I'm like... I'm going to throw up. So I decide to remove myself from the conversation, go behind this truck, and I just throw up. But what was weird is that it was just solid, like a large Cheeto of throw up. It was weird.
That's disgusting. Why are you telling that disgusting story on my great podcast?
Because I think people will appreciate it. It was just... I probably hadn't had that much to drink that day, like water or anything. I was probably pretty dehydrated, so it was just like solid Cheeto. Just
that's disgusting. I'm not going to talk to you about that anymore. Things that Brooks says. So, I had an experience with Brooks recently, because I play League of Legends with him, as we've stated before, and he's texting me. He's like, hey, I'm getting pretty good. Getting good at it. And I'm like, all right. You know, because I'm a higher level than him. I've been playing longer. I'm better than him. And Razor, be quiet, please. And so I play a couple games with him. And he does terrible. Like, absolutely terrible. And then he starts blaming me for it, saying I wasn't there to back him up. I'm like, I did the best on my team both times, even though we lost. I did the best on my team. I was like the only positive one. And he starts getting angry with me that I wasn't there to help him out. And I'm trying to say, you know, you're charging in, you're being reckless, you're choosing champions that are wrong for the other champions in the room. And he's getting angry, and I'm trying to explain to him exactly what he's doing wrong and how to help him out. And he's like, you know, don't be coming at me and saying that you're better than me and stuff. Just if I play bad, let me know I play bad. If I play good, let me know. I'm like, all right, you played bad. Yeah. And he got mad at me again. He's like, I win most of my games and stuff. I'm like, no, you don't, because I checked your match history and you've lost most of the games that you've played in the past like 20 games. And he's like, well, they're mostly new champions that I'm playing and stuff. And it's like, Brooks, you stop making excuses. If you lose, accept it. Freaking Brooks.
Also, Brooks just recently broke up with his girlfriend.
No.
Yeah. I don't know if that was genuine or super sarcastic, because
I'm not sure either.
Your face kind of gave away a different impression than what your voice said.
I don't know. Weird. I don't know what I was reacting with. Why did he do that?
I'm not completely sure, actually. He tried to explain it to me, and I was confused, and now his ex-girlfriend now is devastated, because apparently she says it was out of nowhere.
It probably was. Brooks is insane.
Yeah, he's absolutely
He was probably retarded. Upset because I played better than him at League of Legends, and he went and broke up with him.
Well, like, he didn't talk to her, text her, or anything during the whole week we were in California, and
okay,
then...
that's not good.
Yeah. First of all, that's just messed up. Like, she texted him probably, which I think is pretty rational for her. She texted him, like, once one day, then once that night. Okay. Then she waited a couple days. Then she texted him again. And was like,
she
hey.
Played it right.
Yeah. So she was being completely fine, being cool about it. And she didn't say anything when he got back and started texting her again. She was just like, oh, hey, what's up? And then he just started acting weird, she said, and he just dropped the bomb on her.
That's really weird. Shaylee, do you want to join this the end of this podcast before you go to work? Mm-hmm. We just got a few more things we're going to discuss. You can hop on in here and join us.
I'm okay.
Yeah. All right.
No, I think you should come sit down for like 5 minutes.
Moving on to the segment.
Hold on.
Over your doggy.
Okay. So joining us now is my sister, Shaylee.
Hi.
Do-do-do-do.
Do 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 do.
Shaylee
Pro.
That was weird.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it happened. All right, Shaylee, have you had any weird experiences with Brooks that you would like to share?
Just the fact that he loves I Love or My Little Pony.
Yeah, he does. He's a brony.
I mean, almost every experience with Brooks is weird.
Every experience with Brooks is
especially
weird,
especially when he brings that up and he knows all the pony names and what they have on their hindbands.
On their thighs.
On their butts.
Yeah.
Their pony butts. isn't that swell, Shaylee? You got anything for that?
No, not that I can think of right now.
All right. Now, you listen to the podcast, right, Shaylee?
I'm a little behind, but yes.
Unlike most of the other people who are on the podcast, you do listen to the podcast.
Yes.
Man, who doesn't listen to this podcast?
You don't listen to this podcast. None of my friends listen to this podcast.
Because we're in it. We live the podcast.
So, my dad listens to the podcast.
Dad does listen to the podcast.
Because he likes to criticize us.
No, he's in the podcast too. You'd know that if you listened, Kaisen. Maybe we can record with him when he gets back from the gym.
Okay.
But, so, any other stories about Brooks, Jaylee?
My stomach's making weirds.
No. Okay. I haven't had anything weird with him recently, because the last time I saw him was 4th of July, and there was too many people here, so.
Okay, yeah. So, why don't you tell us about yourself, Shaylee? You get a pre-introduction so that on you're the episode that you're on with just me and not Kaisen, like a full episode, we can skip the intro.
I am your older sister.
Okay.
Who also lives at home, being a bum.
Mm-hmm.
mooching off our
parents. I get to live here for as long as you have lived here. So when you move out, the time the clock starts for me.
You won't want to live here that long.
No, I know.
You're already planning on leaving.
I want to leave before then. I'm just saying. I get a free ride until I reach the age that you have left, which will probably be never. So
whatever. Whatever. Don't be rude. I work in a pharmacy, and I'm not as weird as you.
Okay, well, I mean, that's debatable, but...
I'm not as weird as you.
Kyson?
You're different kinds of weirds.
I'm gonna hit you if you say I'm weirder than him.
You're not weirder than him. Like, in the weirds that he's weird, he's weirder than you. But in the weirds that you're weird, you're pretty close.
And what weirds am I weird?
Yeah.
You're just different kinds of weird. Like, I can't peg out the things that Nate's weird about. You're weird, Nate's weird, I'm perfect. That's how it goes.
Okay, whoa, no you're not. What was it like growing up with me?
Depending on the day. Sometimes you just weren't there. You had your own little friends that you wanted to run off with and play.
Okay.
And then there were times that I pushed you off the bed and you stopped.
You pushed me off the bread? I shouldn't have been on the bread.
No, you shouldn't have been on the bread. I really wanted to eat that bread.
Yeah.
And then you were just sitting on it, and it made me really mad.
I deserved that one. But, yeah, you pushed me off a bed and almost killed me.
I know, you stopped breathing, and that freaked me out.
You poured boiling hot macaroni water on my arm.
That was you. I started pouring, and you put your hand in the sink.
Look, you had a small child around you. You should have been more careful and knowledgeable of this location.
You knew how to work the stove. You knew it was boiling water.
Yeah, and I needed to wash my hands or whatever I was doing, and you poured the hot water. You poured the hot water on my arm.
No, that was completely your fault. Completely your fault.
Whatever.
Completely your fault. It's not all my fault.
What do you think of the podcast?
It's a little weird sometimes.
Who's your favorite guest?
You know, I don't know. The ones with Kyson get a little awkward.
Hey.
Yeah, because he's not a very good co-host at all. I don't know why I chose him.
The ones with Chris and Jeff are all right. They're a little more mature than with this guy over here.
That really hurts.
You can't argue that you're immature.
Okay, I will argue that I am... Hold on, where do I want to go with this argument? Where do I want to take this?
I don't know, so continue.
You're immature. The ones that I quickly fast-forwarded through with James...
I am not as mature as Chris and Jeffrey. Jeffrey, who owns two businesses. Christopher, who is married.
He owns one business.
He owns two now. You do not have to be mature to be married. I know a lot of immature married people.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Okay, point taken.
That doesn't make you mature. That just makes you married.
But what makes you immature is the fact that you think you're mature because people are married. So...
Anyway, James's are more serious, right, which sometimes is needed, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
But your random weird ones are more entertaining just because I catch many mistakes that...
My solo ones?
No, just, like, a lot of them, you were saying code names for girls, and then there was a section where you didn't bleep out the girl's name, you actually said the girl's name.
Where?
In one of them. I don't know, one of the ones with,
Chris. I probably wouldn't say it, because then they'll go
find
it.
Oh, I said Melanie.
No,
but that
no.
was the only one.
No.
The rest of them I got, I'm pretty sure.
No.
Did I miss one?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, whoops.
But it was...
I went through a lot of trouble to replace all of the J2s.
Yeah, no, you missed one of them.
I missed one?
Yeah, it was...
Oh, you gotta be kidding
Chris
me.
Chris said it.
Chris said all of the J2s.
I know,
are you sure you just didn't think it because you know who we were talking about?
No, because you did not say J2. You did not come up and say J2. You just all of a sudden, like Chris was saying, and then like you put J2 in the sentence right before, and then Chris was like, yeah, and then da-da-da.
Ah, darn it.
Yeah. So you missed one. I mean, he said it seemed kind of quiet, like it wasn't just like full out there screaming
okay.
the name.
Well,
but
maybe I guess people just don't care, but you know.
Yeah, I did have a hard time trying to figure out who some people were when you were talking about something, and you were like, I couldn't figure out who J1 was for a second, and then all of a sudden, I went, oh, that's right.
When I told the story of who J1 was,
yes, I was I was like, right? But I got it as soon as you started telling it. I didn't wait until the very end of the story.
Okay.
And I went, oh, yeah, that's right. That her name did start with a J.
That was the thing.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about Dad's segments?
I have not listened to Dad's yet.
Oh, you haven't listened to that episode?
No, I told you, I'm a little behind.
You can skip... Skip the part that I said and go to the last 6 minutes and listen to Dad's part.
I like going in order. Okay. You know, that's...
Yeah. I don't go out of order.
I do have OCD to a certain extent, and I like going in order with things. That's one of my weirds, Kyson.
That's one of Shaylee's weirds, everybody.
I have weird food OCD.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah, people do have that. But we can talk about that on your OCD. Episode. What did you say?
I have weird bed OCD. I have to, like, vampire my way into bed.
That's just because you're going to get yelled at from your dad.
No. That's probably subconsciously why
it started.
Why is your fan not on?
Because it makes a lot of noise, and I don't want that in the background of the recording.
I wonder if it's so hot in here.
Yeah, that's why it gets hot in here while we record.
Yeah. It's getting hot.
I just put makeup on, and now I'm sweating it all.
Keep on all your clothes.
I am getting so hot. What? I'm going to keep my clothes on.
It be at the time of 12:02.
Okay.
So, I guess we can wrap it up for this one then. Shaylee, thank you for joining us.
Did we close everything that we started talking about? We need to do that.
Doesn't matter. We never close it off. But I'm pretty sure I just leave things open-ended. Shaylee, okay. How many things do I leave open-ended in this podcast?
I don't know.
Because I just go on tangents and then get lost and go back to the thing and then...
See, that's something weird about me that my aunt likes to point out. Aunt Christy always tells me that I never forget what I was about to say, which is not true. I forget what I'm about to say all the time.
All the time.
But when I'm in the middle of telling a story or something, like, she breaks off and
she can go on
things,
tangents, but you can always bring
and
it back.
And I'm always just like, okay, so anyway, this is what I was going to say.
I would forget. I can't do that crap.
Absolutely.
Oh, wait, hold on. Thank you for listening to this episode of What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I think it's only fitting that this week I ask T-Swift. T-Swift, would you go on a date with me?
By the way, I agree with Kyson on that. Stop it.
With the crud. You didn't write a letter. It's not a true intervention if you don't have a letter. You can't be part of it.
I'm going to be completely honest. I didn't write a letter.
You made that up?
Yep.
Why were you holding your phone? You could have just said you made it up. You were holding your phone, looked like you were reading.
Because I'm not trying to let them know that I faked the letter. I'm trying to let you know that I faked the letter.
You're all terrible friends. You should be there for me. Now leaving popularoutcast.com. It's like the Nerdist, guys. This is the end.